friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from Lafayette, California, in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area on BBS Radio 1. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that if we all work together and keep a positive attitude, we can make this planet a much better and happier place. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support for the show. It's all supported by listener donations, and if you'd like to donate, please go to my website at www.outofthisworldradio.net, and feel free to make any donation you like. Out of This World Radio is one of the most popular metaphysical and spiritual radio shows in the world, with hundreds of thousands of listeners in many, many different countries. I want to thank Doug and Don today at BBS for all their wonderful and fantastic help and support. And also, I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful birthday wishes for me for the other week. It was a fantastic birthday, and I thank everyone so much for doing that. During the first hour, we'll have a famous mystery guest. I'm sure you'll recognize his voice here in a few minutes, and I'm sure you'll have many questions as well. So just hang on. He's on the line now. I'll be coming on in just a minute. During my second hour, or maybe around 11:15 to 11:30, I'll be giving a speech that President Kennedy transmitted to me yesterday morning. I also did a show on President Kennedy's speech in my Miami show yesterday on WWNN. And I may play that pre-record during the second hour, depending upon how much time we have, because I covered everything in that interview, and I think you'll really like it. It's an amazing time to be alive right now. As you know, the elections are in everyone's mind, but I know the truth will come out. President Kennedy has a lot to say about that during our second hour. I also broadcast, in addition to Miami, on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. I also broadcast in Vienna, Austria, on Monday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central European time. If you'd like to listen to that show, it's an amazing show. It's in German and English, and it's directed to people listening in Switzerland, Austria, yeah, and Germany. I hope you like it. All broadcast information is available on my website at www.outofthisworldradio.net. Also, this afternoon starts my second show of my new Spanish language program. And I have a wonderful translator named Teresita who's been helping me. She's so good. And we'll also have a special mystery guest for that show as well. The show will be translated into both English and Spanish this afternoon. And I know you really, really enjoy it. I've been in touch with the other side for the past over 25 years. And if anyone would like a reading, please contact me. You can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Also, a couple of years ago, I wrote a book called Messages from the Masters. It's a book with many messages from President Kennedy, Nostradamus, and many other great spirits on our bright, beautiful future. President Kennedy will be addressing the elections in my next hour from this channeled speech he gave me to read to you. And I know you'll have you'll find it absolutely fascinating. If you'd like a psychic reading, you can go to my new website at www.outofthisworldreadings.com and just book a reading there, or see many of the information about the book or the tuning fork. For the new age, I have these beautiful tuning forks. They're 528 hertz, which is the frequency of love. And when you hit one of these tuning forks with a crystal from Lemuria, I get this from Mount Shasta, you spread love everywhere. I'm going to hit this now. So for all of you listening today, you're getting a dose of love. Isn't that a nice way to start your day? I'm going to do this twice more. One more time. More times. Anyway, this the frequency of the planet is rapidly approaching this 528 hertz. I don't know, I probably talked about this before, but the Schumann resonance is a resonance that measures the frequency of planet Earth. And for tens of thousands of years, that frequency or resonance was 7.8 hertz. Well, in September 2016, about 4 years ago, that frequency doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. And nowadays, that the frequency is above 500 hertz in many parts of the planet. And what's amazing is that this This tuning fork is at 528 hertz. And at Mount Shasta, which is the first place on planet Earth to shift into the fifth dimension, that frequency now is well above 500 hertz. And actually Shasta, my guides tell me, is at 4.3 hertz, which is, is in the dimensionally, it's at 4.3 dimensions, which is on its way to the fifth dimension. Next year, other parts of the world will be going into the fifth dimension. The first country to go in entirely will be Japan, which is a very spiritual and beautiful place, as well as Sedona in Arizona. Many other places will follow, and by the year 2025, 2024, the entire planet will be in the fifth dimension. I will be going into that later, but I wanted to tell you that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. But before we go on to my guest, which I'll bring on in just a minute, I've been doing fundraising for the beautiful Hopi Indians in Arizona. Their food supplies have been cut due to the scandemic or plandemic, whatever you want to call it. They've been having difficulty getting food into the reservations, so I've been fundraising for food for the Hopi, beautiful Hopi people. 100% of all monies collected go right to food for the Hopi. And as in addition to that, I've also been collecting monies to buy water filters for the Hopi. In the last 50 or 60 years, they've been drinking arsenic and radiation contaminated water, believe it or not. And their longevity is, for men, it's only 44 years. And for women, it's only 54 years. Compare that to the median age for men and women in the US is something like 78 in the early 80s. So I found this unacceptable. So I've been raising money to provide clean water for the clean water filters for the Hopi. And if you'd like to donate to that, you can also go to my website, my new website at www.outofthisworldreadings.com and click on miscellaneous and you'll find all the information there. 100% of all monies collected go to the Hopi. And finally, one thing I like about the Hopi is that they're very beautiful and spiritual people. There's a rock on the Hopi reservation called Prophecy Rock. And on the rock itself, there are two lines. The bottom line is a straight line going around the rock. And it's a line according to Hopi elders, which means that if we all treat each other with love and respect, we can live in peace and harmony for many thousands of years on this planet. Now, who wouldn't want that, huh? Peace and harmony and happiness. But as you know, there are negative elements, some negative elements on the planet who don't like peace and harmony and love and light, and they want to be in conflict constantly and fighting, and that's fine. That's their reality. But the message of the Prophecy Rock is that just above this straight line, there's another line just above that straight line that goes up at a 45-degree angle, zigzags, and stops. And that represents the kind of future we have on this planet, which is no future. In other words, if we continue to argue and fight and create havoc and chaos among each other and pollute Mother Earth, this civilization, I guarantee you, will end. And so that's the message of Prophecy Rock. And that's the one thing I like about the Hopis. They have much of this beautiful history, and they have lessons for all of us. That's why I like supporting them. For more information, please go to my website at www.outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can click on any one of the tabs there. The miscellaneous one will give you information about the Hopi. And now I'd like to go to my famous special mystery guest. Mystery guest, how are you today?
Thank you, Ted, for inviting me again. It is my honor and privilege to get to do this and co-create with you. My unconditional love to you. This is Q.
Oh, well, great. How I didn't know who you were. I knew your voice sounded familiar.
Well, maybe we'll use another acronym soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could be Q and I could be R or S or T, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Mr. T for Ted. Yeah, so that's good. Well, before we go on, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on today. I know that you've been doing a lot of work helping people out in your own way. And I know that the people who've talked to you, we have sessions with you, of course, on Mondays. Everyone so enjoys talking to you. Always have really helpful advice for them, Q. Thank you so much for doing that. Really appreciate it.
It is a great joy to get to do that. I thank all the people who have participated. Today, I am going to name this show on my side called Of Course. And I think it'll come clear when you get the questions going. Do you mind if we start that way first? If you have some legacy questions, it's been a while since we've been on the show.
Yeah, right. We did have some questions. let me see here. One of the question was from Allison in the UK. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me, but I do remember her question. She said that she was quite concerned. She said, you Americans are so lucky. You and in the U.S. are so lucky to have President Trump fighting for your rights. You know, and I, she said, is there any hope for the United Kingdom? And she said, could you please ask Q? So many, we have many listeners, of course, in the United Kingdom today. So I wanted to ask you that question.
Outstanding question. We will have a subsection today on my agendas, at least, about going within. And it, I would encourage you to listen to that section, but you have a choice. Everyone in the UK has a choice right now. Okay. And if you keep making the same choices, you're going to get the same outcomes, don't you think?
Yeah. Albert Einstein, my friend Albert Einstein, Professor Einstein, always used to say, and he says it now, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again with the expectation of a different result.
It sounds contrite. Yeah. It sounds monotonous. I get tired of hearing myself too. What if you quit using money? What if you quit going to the hospital? I'm not saying that if you cut your hand off, there's not great surgeons out there, but why do we keep signing up for these programs, which is the primary purpose of me doing these shows? Why do we keep believing in the programs we have been, say, inheriting generation over generation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. One thing I know, this lockdown has been hard with suicide rates going up something like 1,000, 2,000% and even more. This, of course, is throughout the United, in different parts of the United States and elsewhere, as people are locked down, feeling like they're in a police state. But it has forced people to perhaps do meditation and go within in many instances and also be with their families. So there's always, I think, positive and negatives in any situation. So I guess that leads me to my next topic, Q, there's a listener here who just sent me a question regarding how long do you think this, plandemic, scandemic, whatever you want to call it, is going to last?
Again, forgive me for being so redundant. You have a choice to choose what you do not prefer, or you can choose what you prefer.
I see.
There's a belief that there is a virus that supersedes all the other viruses on this planet. If you wish to participate, then that is your belief. That is your desire. You will notice that I'm asking a question. It's your choice. Isn't it?
It is. It is our choice whether or not to believe the mass media, which, as you know, comes out with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of deaths. And I don't think they're telling the truth. I choose not to believe their reality. And so for me, the virus is not a threat. And actually, if you look at statistics, more people died from the flu 2 years ago than with this thing. So I don't know what all the hullabaloo is about, except maybe if they have an alternative agenda, and that agenda is to put us all into a permanent police state. Is that?
Yes. Yeah, so the goal with duality is to get ahead of our evolution. Know that this is very well put together, and it's been years and years ahead of your birth even. Hmm. It is very well put together, and it's easily solved. Don't worry. Here's what's happening if you want to look at it from a different perspective. I didn't say there wasn't a virus. I said it sure is getting popular now, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely. So why is it so popular, you must ask? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why is it so popular?
I think the why it's so popular is because suddenly now after the election, they want to clamp everything down and turn it into a permanent police state. I know from news reports in Canada, Prime Minister Trudeau has recommended that the Canadian federal government build FEMA camps for all Canadians, especially those who have the virus. But even if people don't have the virus, there's new legislation, for example, introduced in Canada that would would give the government there unlimited power to put anyone in these FEMA camps without justification. There's no justification. They can grab anybody they want, lock them away. And there's no procedure for getting them out either.
The program is working well. It's called a program on TV for a reason. It's right in front of you. Mm-hmm. Don't you think it's a program?
Yeah, it is a program. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So, Ted, you talked to an enormous amount of people. Have you found anybody sick?
No, I haven't. There was one case allegedly of coronavirus in April in Thurston County where a man allegedly died from the virus. Later turned out he was 80 years old. He'd had a heart attack. And so the hospital had lied to the federal government and illegally put his cause of death as the virus so that they would get $39,000 in federal benefits. Since that time, there's been no record of anyone that I know of dying in this county. It's about over 250,000 people. So yet we're all locked down. I mean, it's ridiculous. I went into a store a couple days ago and I needed some help on the cash register. And this cashier came over to me. And she acted like I had the bubonic plague. And I said, I'm perfectly healthy. And I got within, I think, 4 feet of her or something, because I was trying to explain I needed some help checking out from the cash register, buying some stuff. And she ran away from me, said, oh, I can't be more than 6 feet to you. And I said, lady, I think you have a problem. And I said, you know, the virus itself can go out 30 feet. And there's no cases here in the county. Why are you acting so strange? So eventually I was able to purchase my guidance, but it's very strange the way people act. It's like, I like to say that they drank the Kool-Aid, but they're not acting normal. In other words, not very normal, but, I think you're right. It is a program and it's working very well.
It's working very well. As an example, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Just go ahead and send me an email. I'll answer it by tomorrow.
You betcha. Yeah. And we know that means a month. Okay, very good. How did you understand? How did you overstand? How did you learn about the assumed death in Thurston County?
Actually, a friend of mine told me about it.
Very good. And how did they learn about it?
Because their daughter was a nurse at the hospital where this happened, and she knew the real story of what really happened.
Very good. There's an outstanding overstanding of seeing real-time information instead of looking on these little machines,
right?
Newspapers, books, mockingbirds, carrier pigeons. It's all been designed to keep us talking about things that have already happened, don't you think?
Yes, it is. And that's one of the important things I've learned from you, too. Is that the current system forces you or keeps you in this revolving past tense loop going over and over like rabbits in it or squirrels in a cage going over and over and over again in the past, when all you have to deal with is the present and maybe prepare for the future. That's it. But yet our intention is directed in the past. Do you think that's by design or by accident?
Of course, is the title of this show for me today.
All right. And how funny.
Would we like to talk more about how programming works?
Sure, absolutely. That'd be
very good.
Sure.
Very good. So with great respect and appreciation for people listening, take from this communication what you want, what you don't want. Do your own observations internally. Go within. Feel this information. Decide for yourself. I am no better and no lesser than anyone, just like you are. We're all divine light beings who get to experience and explore, expand this beautiful universe. It is our opportunity to do this whenever we want, right now. However, as I've stated before, this version of humans was designed to be programmed. Hypnotized. I guarantee you I have very, very, very good experiences, very, very, very thorough, comprehensive experience around hypnotization, programming, if you like, many other words to control a society. This is done many years before you were born, many years before you got here, and you get to inherit a mind that is designed to keep you away from spirit. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Absolutely. And
now I encourage everyone to look within themselves and say, why do I not have all of my tools? Does that make sense?
It makes that total sense. Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So one way you can learn more about programming is you may follow, not exclusively, but as a reference, you may want to read some of David Icke's books. You may want to read Stuart Swerdlow's books. You may want to participate in, say, an organization like Connecting Consciousness, Simon Parks. You may want to listen to Jordan Maxwell's work. You will now, as a collective, find more and more pieces that marry with your beliefs. These are outstanding people doing outstanding work, and they are not exclusive. You can find others as well. But one of the purposes of this show today is I am watching a great infiltration of, say, the woo-woo club, the metaphysical club, the alternative media is now being, let's say, aggressively pursued in more programming. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I know they've been after me. And they've been after other organizations, which I know about. And one organization, sadly, has been infiltrated in Japan. But I won't go into details, but they're very clever. And you have to be very careful nowadays if you are a light worker on who comes into your life.
Thank you for saying that, Ted. Thank you so much. Last little bit on programming. I know some of this information is very redundant. It's going to shock people when they learn the sun is not hot. So we want to look at programming as extensive all the way into the education system, all of our industrial complexes. It's programmed all the way stem to stern. Now, one way people have been asking me on these talks is, how do we help the others that may be in your family, your friends, and so forth? One quick way to do it is, unfortunately, and fortunately, the media. There is portions of the media that have, say, a little better avenue, and they get a little more insulation because they're a very energetic being. And so when you have a few more, say, tools in you, you get a little more support. You like to use the term the other side. I like to use, say, more of their light in them. They have more intelligence. They have more, say, tools is the best way I use it. And one of those individuals is James Corbett, CorbettReport.com. You'll notice that despite everything he's done, he's still bouncing around on YouTube. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, actually.
Mm-hmm. He's doing some outstanding work. And if grandma doesn't understand where you're coming from, I suggest you throw her a link to the Corbett Report, although know that everything can be compromised on these computers.
Right. Exactly.
One of the great, great programs on the planet, other than this version of humans to be programmed, is the clock. So if you can now have a human being that can be programmed, now you can get them to believe in time and time measurement. And with that ego mind, there's many people that can speak better to the ego mind, but once you create now these urgencies around time and a false sense of values, imagine what you could do to a society.
You get to program the entire society.
And That's correct.
And what you've mentioned to me before in our past conversations on people driving on freeways, for example, to jobs in cities that maybe mean nothing to them, where they feel like they do nothing all day, but they do get these worthless fiat dollars, and they're paid in that, to pay for things that they probably don't need and really don't want, in a lifestyle that's actually killing them with the long-term stress. So anyway.
So just observe the numerology around numbers and you'll find that this is 100% alien technology when it's implemented with a timeline. So the timeline is the trick. I will do my best to dance around individuals that love playing with time, but I assure you time is created by aliens. So if we're going to pray, meditate to numbers, I think you know what I'm talking about.
I know,
because you're not thinking, then you can get people on a timeline. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. And I didn't understand it fully until you explained it to me the other day. And you may want to give an example.
Okay, very good. So if we can get everybody focused on a specific time, like 11:11, now you can get many people interacting and praying through mind energy when they may be thinking that they're meditating. And that's what I mean. They may be thinking instead of meditating through the heart center. Right. It is tricky. I am no exception. I've had to evolve just like everyone else. The only benefit to me is that I had the programs from the military removed from me, and I got all my memories back. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason I feel inspired to help and support, co-create, to make everyone aware of how the technology works. And it's very simple. Just keep thinking, and timelines can be created whenever you want. Mm-hmm. If you go within and use your inspiration, you'll notice that synchronicity will happen. And I will explain that a little bit later.
As my friend, Professor Einstein, has told me many times, God doesn't play with dice, and we live in a deterministic universe. So when people come into your life nowadays, especially if you're a light worker, but I guess this really applies to any situation, it's often good to use your heart mind. And if you don't get a good feeling from that person, stay away. If you get a good feeling, that's fine. But you have to be careful nowadays.
Very good. Yes. So the first goal here by several of these aliens, several of these races, several of these beings where, by the way, you're not going to see them in the news, and you're not going to look up their social security number. You're not going to know they even exist in any of our social hierarchical systems. Mm-hmm. But don't fear. There is an easy solution. Mm-hmm. The first goal was to get newsprint, flying pigeons, as I said, any kind of media to get us going down the cattle chute the way they desire.
The cattle chute.
Okay. Now, what is the cattle chute is the bigger question.
Yeah.
Okay. The cattle chute is a deliverable of how they'd like to see us evolve, because they need us. Okay. So this is why I'm passionate about this show today, about calling it Of Course. This word is very important to me this last few days. As I'm observing, say, the alternate media bloggings are being infiltrated by some very crafty aliens. Is that okay to talk about?
Of course, my friend. Talk about anything.
Okay, very good. So programming this version of humans, what I would rather call mind control, is very, very subtle. Many people listening to this show right now are saying, I'm not mind control. I'm thinking just fine.
Right, right.
Have you ever felt that way, Ted?
Well, I know, actually, I haven't. I know too much.
Good answer.
I know too much.
No thinking aloud. Very good.
Right.
The mind is very useful for, say, some intrinsic uses and activities. But if you have more of your spirit in you and you follow your inspiration, you will just be shocked at how awesome your life will become. As an example, right. Here's an example of mind control. I have to go get the mail because I have to, but I don't want to, but I have to. Does that sound like mind energy?
That's mind energy. Exactly right.
Yeah. But you don't want to do it. So why do you do it? Okay. So this is how the program works. We're going to get time associated with a society. a culture. Right. Then we're going to have unnecessary urgency because we might have to go to that mailbox to get the bill. And if I don't pay that bill, then what will happen? That guy called FICO, he'll make my numbers go down, mind control. And then I am going to be discredited in the social economic credit system. And then I won't have a place to live, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So time and false sense of means of exchange, currency, if you like, these are all alien technologies, although there are some positives to means of exchange, but it's up to us now, isn't it?
Well, one thing I want to mention, you probably know about this, but the fabulous workers' paradise of China has instituted a social credit system where if you pay homage to their leaders and do good things according to the Communist Party in China, of course, you get a higher social credit score. And if you get a low one, you can't buy plane tickets. You can't probably work different places. You're excluded from housing, all kinds of things. So it's a new system. And I'm sure that the negatives would love to institute a similar system here in the United States and elsewhere.
Yes, very good. The observation I encourage people to enjoy and have fun with is maybe you go to in America, maybe in Europe as well, you have very large magazine racks, you know, 20, 30. This is a good way to use your discernment about the direction the aliens would like you to go. And it's through mind energy. And it gets very easy to see when you can see, say, 200-300 magazines on a rack. You'll see it very clear now. As an example, there is two magazines now called Secret Societies, Secret Families of the World. Hmm. Okay. So if they're going to put it out in clear and visible publications, what does that mean?
It means they're planting the ideas in people's heads, of course, to start thinking about that.
I believe you can go look at this month's National Geographic, and it'll be something about the mystic healings of the world, and it'll be someone that maybe looks like a witch. Okay, so okay. why do you suppose they're headed that way now? These are just small examples. Just keep looking. You can always go to the magazine rack and find another story about JFK. Don't you find that interesting?
Yeah, right. Always another story about JFK.
Right. Okay, so these are great examples of perpetuating the past and how you can see the direction in which you're being steered. So there is a great amount of energy put towards, all right, let's let everybody know what a spirit is and a body. I think they're starting to pick up on us. We got to direct this the way we want to. So the narrative is always being controlled as long as we keep picking up the web pages, if you will. Does that make sense? Well,
yes. And one of the things which you mentioned a few minutes ago about a witch doing healing, a witch generally considered negative. I've heard there's white witches, but generally speaking, in the media, witches are dark entities. And yet they do healing. So it's making people think maybe on a subliminal level that negative forces can do healing and that they're actually good. I don't know.
Very good. Now we can also now look at our televisions, telecommunications, our computers, our web pages. Now, we do it the same way as we look at the magazine rack. If you can look at several of them concurrently, you'll see a pattern. And this is my passion today, and that is to talk about mind control. There are web pages out there who now are commandeering some of the dialogue that you and I take on these radio shows. We'll give an example. You can find it for yourself. We use life force energy to improve our life force. Now, wouldn't that be fun to use that term to develop more, say, mind control? So it's getting to be a catchy phrase, and it's being embossed into us. But now, what would you do now to, say, manipulate that?
Now, what you could do, I've heard, is that they splice in different images below this subconscious level so that they go into your brain without discernment, but yet you think they're true. I mean, that's one way.
There you go. There you go. Okay. So it's very subtle.
Right.
And there are a couple individuals that know that I know that they know that we know each other, and they're doing a very good job of getting embedded in some of these web pages that okay. look like alternative media that are full of great people. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And trust me, they are promoting the true history of the planet, which has many, many accuracies in it. Yet they've subtly embedded some information that is steering us. Is that okay to explore?
Yes, of course. Explore anything okay, you like. Good. I can give you okay, some examples then. Too.
Okay. Number one, MK Ultra is not dead. It's alive and kicking. And it right. always has. But if you know the name, you're already 10 steps behind.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's right. just got different terms. Mind energy is real. All you have to do is turn on the TELU vision and you will see what MK Ultra really is.
Interesting.
It doesn't have a name like we believe it does. It's much richer than that. Do your homework if that's okay.
Interesting. Interesting. And some organizations who you think are... for light workers, I would say that you might be surprised who's really behind them. For example, Coast to Coast Radio, which is popular here in the United States, was sold back about 10 years ago or so to the George Bush family, and that station is owned by the George Bush family.
Of course,
so they have their own particular slant on things. So I just want people to be aware of that through that media source.
The true truth in you will always be light and harmonics. Mm-hmm. So I do my best to have a good sound for you when I come on your show. You can feel more information from me than the words that I give you. And the more we use our harmonics, our authentic self to communicate, the faster we say collectively connect our consciousness with information. So mm-hmm. when we communicate, it's very important, if you want to control society, to not let people know that they are a glass of water with frequency and light and harmonics. Mm-hmm. So harmonics actually share each other's knowledge mm-hmm. and we grow with that knowledge, and these words do their best. This language is designed to contradict the vocals transmission of the true information. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Is that why lawyers have such a field day with the English language?
I suppose so, yes. I've never yep. been able to understand one of them.
Well, you remember Bill Clinton's famous quote back in the 96 when he said with respect to Monica Lewinsky, and I think Bill Clinton may have been a lawyer previously, he did not have sex with that woman. So... people, anyway, that was a play on words. So anyway, I remember people talking about that. So
all right. A little more on that subject, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, of course. Please.
All right. Now, so these two individuals I want to keep talking about. It's okay. We expect my identity to be stolen, discredited. We already know about this. We will be discredited just as long as I have the opportunity to make people aware, to go within. We don't care who gets the credit. We don't care how much bludgeoning we take. We've already taken a lot of bludgeoning here.
Right, right.
These two individuals now are concurrently talking about MKUltra being gone, and they're also communicating that they have the keys to the financial system. All right. As soon as there's money involved, the goal is to keep perpetuating money, I assure you, and combined with the metaphysical industry, spirituality, whatever you'd like to call it, because that gives them, say, more time to kick the can down the road in our belief system. Remember, sure. remember the last time you went to the grocery store. Look how many people are programmed. Does that make mm-hmm. sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you see a lot of people wearing masks?
I see them wear masks in this Seattle area I do all over the place. And it's rare to find an individual without the mask, but many of those people are programmed. The further you get away from Seattle, Tacoma, and Olympia, Olympia is the capital of Washington, the further you get away from those areas, the fewer masks you see, to the point where if you go out in rural areas of Eastern Washington, there are no masks, nothing. People don't care. I mean, they know it's a scam, you know.
All right. Very good. Very good. It is fun to explore how people get mind controlled. Mm-hmm. All I want to encourage is you don't have to believe it one word I'm saying. You have to believe yourself. You can stop lying to yourself and say something's not right in me. Go within. You're the only God there is. You are God. And if you believe in something, it's your belief. So I am very, very critical of much of the programming that's happening on these art, what are called alternative information web pages, and you will now observe them for yourself. I am just suggesting a couple activities, exercises, and you'll easily see which way the herd is being prodded, if you will. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine. I have to tell you, I just got a note from my producer that he's had some difficulties with Facebook. They just got it going a few minutes ago. So the first half of they're just general technical problems happening. So we may want to repeat some of what you said, because there are a lot of people listening today and they're just coming onto the program now. And the last 30 minutes, 25 minutes weren't, it was being recorded, but it wasn't being broadcast. So
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
See how this works.
Thank you. My producer's right. I want to thank him so much. He went out to 12 different locations. It went out perfectly, just not to out of this world radio. Okay. Thank you, my friends. So anyway.
Okay. So we're okay as long as we talk about the cabal and we talk about last week left. But as soon as we get organized and start believing what outcome we would like next minute, that's what the real race is about here. Does that make sense?
Yeah. As anyone who's studied World War II knows, that bomber pilots coming from England would always get a lot of flack over targets in Europe when they were over target. So we must be over target if we're getting a lot of flack, I guess.
Very good. One of the great, great programs on the planet is regarding healing. And one of the best terminologies to implement a false set of understanding about your light being, what you are, is to implement the most catchy phrases you can. Let's say, just do it, or mind, body, and spirit, okay? So instantly you have these catchy phrases you can spread out in the media, and you're caught instantly. These are typically easily ways to abduct individuals through mind energy instead of spirit energy.
Sure.
As an example,
right.
Mind, body, and spirit. Now you're saying there's three things. Notice mind is the first one.
Right.
And the last one is spirit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
It's backwards.
Exactly. And I've seen businesses who are supposedly lightworker businesses fail, actually, because they focus in on the money first instead of the spirit. Because if they focus in on the spirit, the money would follow.
And very good.
And what happens, unfortunately, when lightworker businesses focus in on the money part first, what happens is that they often can lose their way. Because money itself, they can also, they lose their way because they focus in on money too much, because then they become like any other company instead of doing the spiritual work that needs to be done.
Very good. So my inspiration today is to just reaffirm, which I believe is redundant information, is we're just glasses of water. And using tools like you're using, harmonics will rebalance you whenever you want. I encourage anyone say this information resonates with, get it. You go get yourself a resonance bowl and try it on yourself and watch what happens.
Wow. Okay. Okay, great.
What happens when you use one, Ted?
It's like my body's reset, actually. When I hit the tuning fork, for example, the 528 tuning fork with one of these crystals from Mount Shasta, I get set. It resets me completely. You've got the 528 hertz, which is the love frequency. So it always uplifts my heart and makes me feel so much better.
All right. Very good. Very good. This is also another reminder that there's not a whole lot of you in you at any given time. Sometimes in the some months you have more you in you, some days you have more in you, but we're at a very low frequency. And so it's very important to work with your spirit, talk to it, command it. It will help you. You're a fragment of what you really are. You're doing incredible work just by participating here with us, just by being here. Ted is an example. You've been here so long. You held a ground for us to say, experience and explore just like you. Thank you so much for your hard work.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, Q. I really appreciate that. I've been here approximately 52,000 years when I came from the Pleiades to help with the ascension of the planet or two Mayan Ketun cycles. And I know this is my last lifetime before the ascension, before I go back to the Pleiades to be with my star family. So, but it still took me, I don't know how many decades to figure out why I was here and what the true purpose of life was for me. Everyone's truth is different, of course. But I know that the planet is ascending now. And for people who miss the boat or don't want to go along for the ride, their next opportunity will be 25,800 years from now. And as President Kennedy has told me many times, leave no one behind. Try to include as many people as possible. That's why we do these shows. That's why I do my radio show in particular, is to raise consciousness and try to make this world a better and happier place for everyone concerned.
Very good. Very good. I can't thank BBS enough. It is my inspiration to work with these people. You can just tell they got it right, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the BBS radio, they were located in Paradise, California, a beautiful town. And then they were completely burned out by, I want to say fires, but they weren't fires. They were particle beam weapons that wiped out that entire town. About 50,000 people. About 50,000 people died in that, but yet the media, Governor Newsom said there was something like 62 or some nonsense. But at any rate, but they were able to rebuild through donations very quickly because they followed their heart and spirit came and helped them. It was the same with my radio show when I started 7 years ago. Two angels came up to me in a library and they said, Ted, you need to, they called me by my name, even though they didn't know me, I didn't know them. They said, Ted, you need to write books and start your own radio show. And then they disappeared. And one was a homeless man and another one was a fireman. But I followed the angel's advice and I haven't looked back since. It's been very successful. And when you follow your heart, good things will happen. You only get into problems if you follow your logical mind, which is fine for third density, but not for the fifth.
Yes, as you said, if you follow your inspiration, your joy, your great passion, look what happens. These individuals are unstoppable. My love to them always. Now, my last subject is about solutions. And say graduating more out of duality, would that be okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure, that'd be fine.
Here's the real game here. It's real simple. You don't need any words. As long as we keep perpetuating the past, everything is right on schedule for the bad guys, okay? As long as you keep, say, perpetuating the nastiness in these governments through media, talking about everything that's already happened. Look what that happened. Look what Q posted, et cetera, et cetera. We are not creating our inspiration, joy, our highest excitement, our synchronicity. Does that make sense?
Yes. And does this apply in the individual level? For example, let's say where parties maybe had a relationship, they broke up and they keep talking about the past as if it's present and it's not.
Exactly. Perfect example of what I call abductions. So now you believe you're thinking about that that event that happened that you did not like, and now you keep perpetuating it over and over and over, and you call each other names, you sustain the past over and over. Now, how are you going to create the future if you keep hanging on to that credit card bill, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, in a divorce, it's amazing how people at one time loved each other enough to have children and the family, married for many years. Then they get divorced and it's perpetuating the past, and divorce lawyers make fortunes off of it.
Of course. All
fighting. It's too bad. But that's what happens. So,
as the title of the show for me is, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. Can you explain an example of synchronicity for you, and I will do the same.
The most important one for me, and there are many important synchronicities, but the most important one for me was getting the message from a homeless man and another fireman at two different libraries 7 years ago. They called me both by my first name and said, "Ted, you need to start writing books and start your own radio show." And I looked around and they were gone. Just gone. And they were messages from the spirits on what I should be doing with my life. And
very good. So. All right. We will talk about the solutions now about ending duality and teach how to go within a little more thorough. We're getting a lot of these questions. This show is called Of Course.
Right.
We'll go within. Let's explain maybe something a little simpler that affects all of us in our lives. Let's use marriage as an example. That's a good one. One day you go and you meet someone of the opposite sex, but you're married and you just cannot believe how awesome they are, because in your heart center, the flow of it, the energy you feel when you're with that person, there's no doubt ever that you want to be with that person more and more. You want to explore them more. You want to feel them more. There is no doubt. There is no doubt whatsoever in your whole being that you want to be with that individual. That's what inspiration feels like. It is naturally created from the spirit, not the mind. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Sure. Sure.
So it can happen obviously with the same sex. I really like this person, but it doesn't come from the mind energy. It's a feeling you will have in your core. Mm-hmm. And as you get more of your tools back, it becomes easier and easier and easier the more you use it and the more you command your spirit to support you. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Sure. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
So if you want to command your spirit, as an example, to feel more within yourself, you may want to do that as an example. So going within is really a feeling, not a thought. Does that make sense?
Okay, sure. Absolutely. Right. Exactly. Yeah. You go through your heart mind. You feel it in your heart.
Right. I feel like, I feel like my inspiration is to rip down those blankets behind you. That would be really funny.
That would be funny.
That would be really funny. And, okay. So, so as an example, just the lightheartedness, the joy you express in the informal decision-making process of your life. I don't feel like walking downstairs, as an example. I feel like sitting right here. Mm-hmm. I feel is a better way to explain the difference between mind energy and peace energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes. that makes sense. Yeah,
so if we're inspired, it feels perfect. If we're not, now, let's move on to something a little more complex. Sounds real easy, Mr. Q, of course. Mm-hmm. Now, what about raising kids? Mm. Now, I don't feel like doing that today. That's not my inspiration. Well, the kid's not going to do too well now, is it? If mom's not, doing her job, correct?
Correct. Right.
Mm-hmm. But totally inspired and loves these beings so much more than her own life. Mm-hmm. Yet there are times when moms, let's say, need help. So their inspiration might be to get their partner to step up and help out in a more, say, thorough way without the expectation of the mother doing everything. That might be one way. So if the inspiration isn't there with the other partner, then you probably shouldn't be with that individual, as an example.
Right.
So there's an example of synchronicity. Dad doesn't feel like taking care of the kids. Mom needs help taking care of the kids, as an example. And the inspiration for the tasks around that are only shared by one. Then again, the right people will always show up at the right time if you follow your inspiration and joy. If your inspiration is not to be with someone who can't help you with your inspiration, then you know something's wrong, but you keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it.
And you expect things to be different.
That's right. So I know that's a complex subject.
Sure.
Yet you can, these are informal decisions. I don't want to do this. Why am I doing this? Well, you did choose and you keep choosing to do tasks that are associated with the mind or inspiration. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Total sense. I'll never forget the time I was driving north of Spokane and I was getting some gas for my car at an Indian reservation. And I stopped in to get gas and I walked by this slot machine. They had slot machines inside the gas station. And I don't know why I got the message to put a quarter in. Because anyway, I put a quarter in the machine and I pressed down the handle. And a few minutes later, all the bells and whistles are going off and I made like $62, $65. It was fun. So that's another example of inspiration there. That was
very good. I guarantee you, the more you work with your spirit, I guarantee you, the more you work with inspiration and joy, everyone is going to show up in your life right on time. Everything, all the resources you need, all the healing you need will show up right on time.
Wow. Wow.
I assure you, it works every time. I'll give you an example. It is my inspiration and joy to head off and do something else today. It is my inspiration and joy to get to work with you today and help others. It's my inspiration if people could bring us examples of, say, uninspiring events and how to turn them into inspiration. I am happy to help and support on our calls. Mm-hmm. It is my great joy to always work with the people calling in. I get my own synchronicity. It's been fabulous for me. Thank you so much, Ted, for allowing me to help co-create and support and assist you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Q. I always enjoy having you on and it's so much fun. I appreciate you so much for coming on today. And I want to let everyone know that he will be on again during my Spanish show this afternoon, beginning at 3 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio 1. Just click on the same buttons you listened to today's show and we'll be having there. It'll be in Spanish and English. I have a translator, so I know that you'll really enjoy it. I'm getting a lot of good comments and everyone's thanking you so much for coming on today. Thank you so much, Q. I really appreciate it.
Unconditional love to you. Great day.
Okay. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it. That was my mystery guest, Q. And I'm sorry that we had some technical difficulties at the beginning, they will be available. This show will be available, of course, on my BBS website at https. /bbsradio.com/out-of-this-world-radio, or they should be up and running this week. If you go to my website at out-of-this-world-radio.net on under past guests at the top of this page, you will find that as well. I'd like to start off this hour with a speech that was channeled to me by President John F. Kennedy. I did a show on this on my show in Miami yesterday. It was a pre-record, and I'd like for my producers to play that. But before we play that, I'd like to have for them first play John F. Kennedy's Ask Not speech for to set this off, because I did get a lot of messages from President Kennedy, and he wants me to play this today for the first now. So Doug and Dong, if you could play that would be great.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
President Kennedy wanted me to start this off today with that Ask Not speech. And there's an additional speech today he'd like to give. This will be contained in my second hour. And basically, the gist of it is that John F. Kennedy, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Teddy Roosevelt, all of these famous presidents did not work as hard as they did to create this beautiful country for it to be torn down by a bunch of thugs and criminals and gangsters. They are very upset as to what's happened, but they know that we are on a good direction right now. They said that they didn't write the Constitution either for there to be continual partisan fighting between just two political parties. We have to look beyond that and realize that we are all one. And the most important part of John F. Kennedy's channeled speech, which I'll get into in a few minutes, is that we have to think back and reflect upon what kind of society and what kind of world we want. And once we do that, we'll realize that we are all one. We all have the spark of God within us, if you will, the spark of the Creator. And so it's important to realize that this will be over very soon. But the light will win. The light is always stronger than the dark. And I know that people will make the right choices and the truth will come out. We are in a time of truth right now that's going to last for tens of thousands of years. It's starting with our ascension into the fifth dimension. One of the hallmarks of the fifth dimension will be that people will be able to communicate telepathically and they will not be able to hide from any thoughts from each other. They won't be able to lie, steal, or cheat because you'll just simply read their mind. You'll know exactly what they're up to and what they're thinking. So having said all of that, we are definitely entering a beautiful new age where thoughts are things and our bodies will become very light. Our eating habits will change. We will no longer eat any meat anymore. But with all of that having said, I'd like to play now this pre-record I did yesterday. It's for my Miami show, but everything, it was a good show. And I want to share this with you today, and especially with the messages from President Kennedy. So I'd like for Doug and Dawn, if you could play this, and then I'll come on at the end. Thank you so much, everyone, for supporting and listening today. I really appreciate it.